When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Boy, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, music.
11:36. It is almost lunchtime here with the invasion. And coming up in 15 minutes to kick off your lunch, it was a quart of gold. We will pour out a big old bucket of basketball. But right now, as we embark here on our weekly staple, boy, music. We've been going around and sharing different music with each other. Something prompted by music. We've done all sorts of different things. Last week, Lando introduced us to Rage Against the Machine.
Very passionate plea for us to enjoy the music of Rage. And I wasn't familiar with them.
I'm familiar.
Before he brought the music.
We
and
know, Lando. You brought it to
Yeah,
me.
Yeah. Thank you, Lando. I did enjoy what he presented.
I did,
it
too.
Will make me go and explore a little bit more about Rage. I was just wasn't in my wheelhouse. And now I'm familiar with it. So we'll see how it goes. I'm not promising anything, Lando. But maybe you and I can ride in a car together and enjoy some Rage. We'll go back and forth between our musical tastes.
And so I have not shared any of my music. And I know, and I get it, I understand. I'm well aware of how people view my musical tastes. And I don't care.
No, I want you to care. You should. It's what you like.
I like my music.
Yeah, that's
like,
fine.
I enjoy what I enjoy.
And nothing wrong with that.
And I really enjoy synthesizer.
You do.
And so everybody is very aware that some of my favorite bands of all time, like Pat Green would be my favorite musical artist. I love Pat Green and his stuff, but I also love
Biggie Small,
the vibe of 80s music.
Answer Norm. Do you like Biggie Smalls? No. He asked you a question.
No, I don't.
Okay.
But
not enough waves.
No. And so the Killers are a band that has some synth to them. And I like the sound of the Killers quite a bit, but there's a lot of other bands that fall in this category known as, for a while they were calling it modern 80s synth pop, and it's synth wave synth pop, and it is music that prominently features synthesizer and synth vibe and some different stuff. And so I decided, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to give you a band that I love, that I have gone to see in concert. As a matter of fact, the last time that I went to see a band that I like that wasn't Pat Green, it was this band called The Midnight.
Now, out of all the crew, have you ever heard of The Midnight before?
I had not. No.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Very, very what? New to me.
And that's not
Didn't even know this band existed.
So they originated out of L.A. back in, I believe, 2012. And I discovered them, I think, in 2016. And I discovered a song randomly that I came across. I was like, what is this? It's amazing. Oh, my God. And so I went down the rabbit hole. And they actually played when I was living in Birmingham at a really small venue. And we went and saw them. And I'm going to be honest with you. There's maybe 300 people there. Not a lot of people.
Did you have the air synth working the whole show?
It got
300 of them did.
They're all just side by side.
That was a concert where I was told by the person I'm with who turned around and told me, you need to shut up. You are ruining it for everybody else.
Because you were singing so loudly?
Because he was doing the synthesizer.
I was singing along. So the first song I put, so I gave you guys, kind of like what we're doing, is I texted you guys five different songs.
Yes, you did.
And I tried to... Because, look, I could give you five Midnight songs, and you could be like, isn't this the same song? So I tried to do some that sounded different, had a little something different in it. And so the song that turned me on to the Midnight that made me love them is the first song on this list, which is called Los Angeles. Is that Sin?
Can I tell you the first thing I thought about as soon as I turned this song on, if we're going to be honest with each other?
That's the first thing I thought of.
I just thought we were about to have some type of romantic thing happen in an 80s movie.
Yeah, you know what?
It all does sound right You're off the soundtrack.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Am I watching where, you know, there's a... It's kind of a nice looking girl that's driving down the street or something, and she's about to go to dinner or lunch,
right,
with a friend.
Or maybe they're showing a montage of great romantic moments between the two.
I mean, that's literally the what I'm looking at in the music video is kind of that.
Are they're at the park, they have a picnic laid out, and they're kind of happy staring at the people that's walking by, and they're 100%, laughing,
yeah.
And there's a couple of grapes being eaten by the other person.
No, the first thing I thought about when I started listening, this is the first one I listened to, was him singing along to all of them. Like, doing all of the, like, drum beats.
Yeah, but
like,
he has perfect posture when he's playing
the synthesizer.
Yeah.
There it is.
He straightens up. Everything's great.
Shoulders go back.
Yeah, so that was a song that made me explore the band a lot more. And you're right. And I think I like synth a lot because it reminds me of the 80s, which I loved growing up in the 80s, and I loved my childhood. And I think it just brings back memories, or because what you just said is true. Like, I think about different things that happen in my life. Like, I make music that makes me dream and think about things I like.
Okay.
And this is one of them.
This is so typical 80s soundtrack.
Oh, 100%.
That's the first thing. And that's,
100%.
Again, if we're being honest with each other, every time I started one of these songs, it was basically like, oh, this is kind of the romantic side of the 80s soundtrack that we listen to. I'm trying to play Change Your Heart or Die.
All right.
Because Change Your Heart or Die made it seem like it was the action side of a 90s action movie that we're seeing maybe, you know what I'm saying?
Song.
Like, they're driving up to a crime scene and they have the guns kind of drawn, but they're looking and walking up to the building.
We're about to hit a montage.
A training montage.
Yeah,
they're lifting weights.
Right,
they're starting to jog down the sidewalk.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're getting ready for action because they're going to have to invade this one spot. So how do you get ready? You're training.
Yeah. No, you're getting ready for this whole thing. I think this was my favorite track.
It was?
Yeah.
Is this in Chips?
No, here we go.
That's why it was my favorite track.
And then it kicks in again.
Okay, so that is probably the only time in these songs that it moved away from the synth. And then it goes right back to it.
Yeah, no, right back into it.
Can I tell you my favorite of the five that you gave us?
Wow, okay.
And I think it's my favorite by mile. It's a Neon Medusa.
Yeah,
really?
Badass.
Yeah.
That was easily my least favorite.
Really?
I love this
bunch.
When it kicks in. Boom.
Throw it. Throw it down.
Sorry, I lost my mouse.
It's okay.
Is this the outer space portion of the 80s?
Yeah. Space Invaders about to get rolling.
It has my favorite beat. Right. I think this one was by far the best one that I heard from the five that he gave us.
Did you read lyrics as you were listening, or did you just listen?
No,
I read lyrics, and the lyrics on this one took me completely out of it. This is some dorks.
Whoa.
Sorry. I didn't say it.
Okay. Man, he's really upset about the
midnight. I didn't like this song.
Man, that was close.
That was really close.
All right.
And I think it is something about knowing the way he's enjoying it. Like, if this came on while he's driving, like if you drove past his car and he's in full throat, just singing, eyes closed as he's going 75 down the highway, yeah. I could definitely see it.
I know that song.
Oh, okay.
Then it comes in, listen to it. It goes. And then it's going to hit.
I think I heard this in Tron once.
God, I love
to
live
like
in
Tron.
See, and I love neon.
That
so
part's
makes
a power down.
Like, if I could choose my skin color, I'd want to be neon blue.
Oh. Okay.
So, Tron makes sense. I would love to look like that, light in Tron, but my body.
All right.
What? All right, and so then I gave you a couple of other ones because... What else did I give you? Oh, Wave is really different because it has that stuff at the beginning of it where it's playing clips from the 80s from a television news report. Or wait, no, I gave you this one. Wait, no, yeah, okay.
This is the most McLaren song on
one of today's greatest marketing triumphs in the entertainment field is video games. It's a business which has tripled in size in just 3 years. Ron Inman went out in the field to bring us this special report.
country, armies of young people are blasting away at invaders from outer space and paying for the privilege. I'll be looking at the electronic game craze, which has not only fascinated the nation, but which has created some interesting
problems. Yeah, this one is weird, man. I know.
Although it looked innocent enough, this machine turned out to have some unusual.
And they play this in concert with the quotes.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
For hours.
Like, let's get to it.
We are not a sentimental age.
I mean, we're
not. We don't want our parents trying to order tickets to parades.
This was probably my least favorite of the five.
Yeah, I have this one as my second least favorite.
I can see why.
We are hooking up with strangers. We were.
And so then one of my favorites is the last one that we haven't played is Heartbeat.
Is this your favorite out of the five?
Los Angeles is, but Heartbeat is probably right up there. This is one of my favorite songs that they do.
This one had me tricked in the beginning.
It's almost We Built This City.
Yeah.
100%.
It's got a little bit of jump in there.
Yep. Synth all day.
It really does. It has a lot of aspects of it mixed up.
Yeah. Know what they did? Nope, nope, nope. That's not.
And everybody takes what they want from music.
This is the montage of someone riding down the street on a bicycle.
Yeah.
And they're kind of going. Shiny. They're trying to get to where they want to go.
Like,
and
they might be
on their way to the job interview.
He has a backpack on, and he's really just, you know, he's turning corners real fast as he's going down trying to
get
to.
And he's like, man, I'm tired. I don't want to go up this hill. And then this hits.
Oh. So I get extremely heavy Owl City vibes off of all of these songs. And then the other thing that comes to mind is this feels like it's the other side of all of the emo bands that I grew up with, just way less like depression and suicidal tendencies. This is like the positivity side of these emo bands. Every song is super dramatic for no particular reason. Big production in every song. I honestly thought I was going to hate a lot of it a lot more than I did. But, you know, I kind of enjoyed Change Your Heart or Die. Heartbeat was kind of fun. Los Angeles is kind of fun. Wave and Neon Medusa.
Those are from older albums of theirs. Like, this song here and Change Your Heart or Die are from the newest album that came out a couple years ago.
And when did this band originate?
2012.
That's incredible.
It sounds like it's an old school 80s band. That's what I would have thought.
And so, I definitely get your Killers thing. Like, there's a lot of that stuff going on. There's a bit of a, like, church in the, like, late 1990s happening in there.
It's really interesting, and I thought about just, like, giving you different examples of synth, and maybe we'll do that one day. Because some of the music I listen to doesn't have words. There's no lyrics. It's just synth.
That will sound like Vegas.
That's just way different.
As they add a, you know, a kick-ass drum beat to it and then just have it really loud, and it will sound like a club in Vegas a bit, I bet.
Maybe.
All that music has a little synth in it, but not as 80s and 90s as this.
Yeah, this is.
That rocks my world that this band was formed in 2012.
And
that is an old school feel.
This is a pretty well known band in this genre. There's a bunch that are smaller that sound very similar to this. That if you turn them on, you'd be like, so this came out in 84? Like, no, it came out in 2019. It's crazy. And I love it. I mean, I listen to this stuff all the time.
The Midnight. It's a brand new world. It's a brand new world that I didn't think I would ever step a toe inside, but we did. And this is Boy Music for this week and Matt's soundtrack of his life.
Let's carry this over.
It's the Midnight. No, let's not carry it over.
No need to do that.
We've heard enough.